Michael Jordan famously said something along the lines of, don't practice until you get something right. Practice until you can't get it wrong. That is about repetition. And today's episode here on the Think Big, Act Small podcast is about repetition. We're going back to an important topic that we covered just a while ago and we've been talking about for the last few weeks. Here we go. Hello there, Tristan White here. It's nice to have you listening in to my Think Big, Act Small podcast. Thanks for being here with me. This podcast is here to help leaders who are learners to do stuff that works. If you're new around here, my name's Tristan and I'm a husband, I'm a dad, I'm a service-based entrepreneur, I'm an author, I'm a mentor to other entrepreneurs, I'm a runner, I'm a writer, I'm a basketball coach, I'm a recovering perfectionist, and I'm a few other things. This podcast has been around since 2018. It has over 100 episodes in the back catalog that include both interview episodes where it's you, me, and a guest, along with solo episodes where it's just you and me. Now today, for episode 108, I want to continue our one-to-one chats we've been having and recap a part of episode 82 that I've been referring to recently. You see, in episode 82, I introduced and explained in detail what I call the empathy accountability continuum. The empathy accountability continuum is a solution to the problem of over-empathetic leadership that we've talked through in episodes 106 and 107. You'll get to dive into that important topic either for the first time or for a second time again if you're a long-term listener and have already listened to episode 82. Now, the reason I'm repeating a part of an older episode is that I believe mastering this skill is one of the most important things us service-based entrepreneurs can do to bring our businesses into our control. In my experience working with plenty of entrepreneurs, I see far too many over-empathetic leaders who are working for their businesses and working for their teams and not have their businesses and teams work for them. It doesn't have to be that way. I believe that leadership is a lifestyle. People like you and I choose to be entrepreneurs, and therefore we need to learn the skills to master our leadership lifestyle, and this is one of the most important. Okay, that's enough of the intro. Here comes some of the most important content that I've ever created for service-based entrepreneurs like you. Enjoy. Okay, so the empathy accountability continuum. To get a visual picture of what I'm talking about here, please imagine that you're sitting at a desk in a dark room with a piece of plain white A4 paper in front of you. The piece of paper is in landscape orientation with a straight line drawn from one end to the other. At the left end of the line, the word empathy is written on the paper in thick black ink. At the right end of the line, all the way at the other end of the sheet of paper, is the word accountability, also written in thick black ink. Between the two words, there are a few small marks or increments drawn along the line. Now, this is how the empathy accountability continuum looks like on paper. In practice, it's more like this. If I was in a conversation with a member of my team and I was 100% focused on connecting with empathy and 0% focused on the work that needed to be done, I'd be acting at the extreme empathy end of the continuum. On the other hand, if I was in a conversation and I was 100% focused on the work deadline and 0% focused on anything to do with the other person's needs, wants, feelings, or preferences, then I'd be acting at the extreme accountability end of the continuum. The reality is that I'm rarely at either extreme of this continuum, and I doubt you are either. This is the empathy accountability continuum, and us leaders need to get the hang of using empathy, accountability, and an ever-changing blend of both if we're going to connect deeply in a meaningful human way with our teammates and be able to keep them to account on the work that needs to be done. Now, that's the theory. But here's where it gets more interesting and the reason that I think understanding this and then mastering it is so difficult. For most of the 17 years I've been running a business and leading a team, I was only aware and therefore could only use one half of the empathy accountability continuum. By default, I'm more naturally a people and empathy-oriented leader. And because of that, I was only able to see and choose to act from the extreme empathy end of the continuum to somewhere near the middle. A few years ago, I realized I'd never become the leader I wanted to become if I didn't get better at holding people to account on the work that needed to be done. Up until then, if there was a person in my team who wasn't getting the work done and I was meeting with them weekly to attempt to improve their performance, I'd probably end the conversation even after something like 6 or 16 consecutive Monday meetings that they should do their best and that I'll be here next Monday if it doesn't work out. Now, that approach didn't work. It almost never will. It was useless. But that was the only way I knew, because I had no idea how to be a caring leader and hold others to what they said they'd do. So, over the following 12 to 18 months, after realizing what needed to improve for me to become a better leader, I worked closely with an executive coach, Anita, to learn how to communicate more assertively and to hold others to account in a way that worked for me and for them. That self-awareness and communication work I did with Anita's guidance was some of the most difficult personal development work I've ever done. At times, it really sucked to have to push myself through my own discomfort, but it was worth it. Because what gets us to one point will rarely be enough to get us to where we want to go, and I knew that I had to push on. During that intense time of working on myself, it was like someone had shined a light on that A4 piece of paper on my desk in that dark room and said, "Look over to your right. There's so much more you could be doing to get more accountability." The result of that important work I did with Anita is that I now have much more awareness and skill in choosing the ever-changing blend of empathy and accountability I need to use in every conversation to be the caring leader that gets important work done with their team. Now, you too might resonate with a similar situation to mine where you need a light shined on the accountability side of the continuum. Or maybe not. There are other variations. It's possible that you spend most of your time behaving in a way that is on the right side of this empathy accountability continuum, and therefore spend most of your time focusing on accountability and less time knowing how or when to connect with empathy. If that's the case, you've got important work to do that will see you become a more people-focused leader that can fully access the empathy end of the continuum and get more important work done from inspired teammates that you now connect with in a deeper way. Lastly, you might be aware and be able to access both empathy and accountability at different times, but you might be hanging out mostly in the middle of the continuum and need some light shined on the extremes. That is, you could learn to go deeper into connecting with empathy when appropriate, and you could learn to more firmly hold others to account when needed. If that's you, then picture that A4 piece of paper that did have light shined in the middle, but now emerging from the shadows with more light at both ends is even more empathy and even more accountability that you can learn to use. So that's it, the empathy accountability continuum. Oh, hi again, Tristan here. As we make a quick transition in this podcast, I wanted to invite you to consider joining me in the Culture is Everything Club. The Culture is Everything Club is a safe space for service-based entrepreneurs to learn, grow, and be supported to become better leaders. Right now, the Culture is Everything Club is open for action-taker members to join by application only. The Culture is Everything Club is best suited for leaders with at least 2 years' experience leading a team of 5 to 15 or more team members. It's for leaders who are ready for an ongoing multi-step transformational journey that they will own and be responsible for their own results. It's for leaders who are willing to show up, connect, and be vulnerable even when it would be more comfortable not to. And it's for leaders who are willing to live and embrace the Culture is Everything Club's 4 core values. If that's you, please Google Culture is Everything Club or head straight over to a simple site that will show you the way. That's tristan.tips, tristan.tips. You'll find all the links there. I'd love to start working with you and help guide your journey to becoming a more effective and in control entrepreneur that leads a business that makes you proud. Hope to see you there. Alrighty, Tristan here again. Thank you for investing the last 8 or 10 minutes in listening to that content about the empathy accountability continuum. I said it at the start and I'm repeating it here that this is the most important content that I think I've created and discovered for service-based entrepreneurs like me and you, especially for over-empathetic leaders who are taking such huge hits on their own physical, mental health and their businesses by not being able to understand these skills and take action on being more assertive when they're taking on the burden of their team. So thank you. Secondly, I want to inspire you to take action. The way I see it, there are 3 options or 3 things you could do when this episode ends to take action on this accountability continuum, which will help you to better lead your business. The first thing you can do is head over to tristan.tips, that's tristan.tips, click on the link to the Empathy Accountability Continuum article, and that will take you to a site where you can read this content, you can reflect on it, you can start making some changes in your own leadership and your own communication. And you can also print out a small little poster that you can put on your wall or put in your desk to remind yourself to focus on this in the coming days, weeks, and months. That's the first thing you can do in your own time. Secondly, if you want my guidance to help you with this some more, you can consider going over to the Culture is Everything Club site and checking out how you might want to join me and a group of other entrepreneurs who are working through becoming better leaders. The Culture is Everything Club is a safe space for service-based entrepreneurs to learn, grow, and be supported to become better leaders. The place you can find that is cultureiseverything.club. The last thing you can do, which is probably the most impactful, but will be a bigger investment in time, and that is you can consider a 3-month accountability sprint working directly with me. A small number of clients are continually working with me for an intentional 3-month sprint of coaching where we work together, we set an intention, and we focus on how we can come together once a fortnight and you work on these skills in between our calls to make more dramatic transformation on your leadership skills and on your business. If you'd like to know more about that, get in touch. tristan@tristanwhite.com.au is my email address. For time being, that is it. Remember, think big and act small. Catch you next time.